This is the AppleVis Podcast.
Hello, AppleVis. It's Calvin. In this podcast, I would like to introduce users to the latest portable smart braille display from HandyTech, also known as HelpTech. The braille display I will be demonstrating today is the Braille Actilino. The Actilino is a 16-cell braille display sold in the United States by Triumph Technologies since June 2017. The device has some built-in features such as a note-taker, calculator, calendar, and a music braille feature. You may refer to Travis Roth's review on AppleVis for a better explanation and hardware specifications. Scott Davert gave us a review about the device in his article. Let me give you a physical description about the device. The device is currently in front of me. At the top, we've got 8 keys, dots 1, dots 2, dot 3, 4, 5, and 6, backspace and enter. Below my left thumb finger is a space key. After that is a joystick. Below my right thumb is the space key. Below that, we've got 16-cell braille display and the rotor keys. We've got 4 action keys. 2 in the right, 2 in the left, for scrolling up and down and for going back. At the right side of the device is the power key. Above that is a USB port for connecting an external keyboard. At the left, we've got a magnetic port for charging the device. Below that is a headphone jack. We've got also a micro SD card port in the front. You won't be able to feel it until you take off the carrying case from the device. Finally, we have a small speaker at the top center. Now I would like to show you how to connect and pair your Actilino with your iOS device as an audio interface to benefit from its audio capabilities, such as taking phone calls, listening to music, or to an audiobook. While your iPhone is away, I'm going to go ahead and power on the device. This is the starting sound. I'll have to hit dot 2, dot 5, dot 7, and dot 8 with a space. I'll open up settings from my iPhone.
Settings. Double tap to open.
Double tap.
Settings.
I'll select Bluetooth.
Bluetooth on button.
Double tap.
Selected. Settings. Back button. PR1007BT. Heading. Enter PIN.
I'll enter a PIN here.
Pair. Dimmed. Button. PIN. Secure tap 0.
0. 0. 0.
0.
0.
Pair. Button.
I'll hit pair.
Settings. Back button.
Okay, so now the device has been paired successfully.
Now discoverable as Calvin's iPhone X.
To use the Actilino as a media player for your iOS device, I'll have to hit dot 1, dot 4, backspace, and enter with space. It shows me here playing the braille display. I'll hit the cursor key. So we can listen to music that way. I'll use the joystick. I'll click down. I'll go to the next song. I click to the right. That's the next song. I want to reduce the volume. Okay, it worked. Yes, it worked. Yes, it did. So if you click down, it will reduce the volume. If you click up using the joystick, if you click down, it will decrease the volume. If you click up, it will increase the volume. Next song. Okay, so if you want to pause, just hit at the button, which is the rotating cursor button. Now I would like to show you how to use the Actilino as a braille display for your iOS device. I'll open up settings.
Settings.
I'll select general. Accessibility.
Accessibility. Button. Selected. General. Back button.
Voiceover.
Voiceover. On. Button. Voiceover. Accessibility. Back button.
I'll select Braille.
Braille. Button.
Double tap.
Voiceover. Back button.
Here we have a list of Braille settings.
Braille. Heading.
Our first item is.
Output. 6 dot. Button.
Our output is 6 dot.
Input. 6 dot.
Button. Input is 6 dot. We can change that from here.
Braille mean input. 6 dot. Button.
Okay.
Status cells button. Equations use method code off.
This feature is off.
Show on screen keyboard off. Double tap to toggle setting.
Show on screen keyboard is off. I don't need this feature for now.
Turn pages with heading on.
Turn turn pages when panning. You can use the navigation buttons for this feature.
Word wrap on. Double tap. Braille code. English. US. Button.
Okay.
Alert display duration. 3 seconds. Button.
Alert display duration is 3 seconds.
Choose a Braille display.
From here, I can choose a Braille display. I can also assign Braille commands from here.
In progress. Actuino Braille / A0-17032. Not pair. Button. Actuino Braille / A0-17032. Pairing.
It's pairing.
A0-17032 would like to pair with your iPhone. Confirm that the PIN code 512413 is shown on Actuino ALO / A0-170. Cancel. Pair. Button. Actuino ALO / A0-17032.
The device has been paired successfully. It's connected now.
Connected. Button.
I'll hit space with 125.
Settings. Double tap to open.
Keep in mind that Bluetooth on this device deactivates after 15 minutes of no Bluetooth activity. You'll need to turn the Actuino off and back on if you've been using it for more than 15 minutes. If you're reading a book or something internally, you'll be taken to your iOS device when something wakes it up. Now let's take a look at the important Braille commands. I'll double tap with 4 fingers on the screen.
Starting help.
For your information, I'm using an iPhone X. To move to the next item, you'll have to click to the right with the joystick.
95,489. Move to next item.
To move to the previous item, you'll have to click to the left. If I click down,
96,001. Move to next item using rotor setting.
Click up.
95,745. Move to previous item using rotor setting.
To select an item, I'll have to click forward.
96,257. Activates the selected item.
You can also use the cursor rotor buttons. To go to the next rotor setting, you'll have to hit .5.6 with the spacebar.
.5.6, spacebar, select next rotor setting.
To go to the previous rotor setting, you'll have to hit .2.3 with the space.
.2.3, spacebar, select previous rotor setting.
To activate the volume up button, you'll have to hit space with .3, .4, and .5.
.3.4.5, spacebar, activates the volume up button.
To activate the volume down button, you'll have to hit .1, .2, and .6 with the space.
.1.2.6, spacebar, activates the volume down button.
There are many Braille commands, you can learn them by time. You can also assign Braille commands. I'll scrub with 2 fingers.
2 finger scrub, escape the current context, stopping help.
This concludes today's demonstration. For more questions about how to use the Actuino with iOS devices or Mac computers, please feel free to write to us on the AppleVis forums. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.